Pharmacy Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 140. In this episode, I'll discuss scenarios where dexmedetomidine and etomidate are better than ketamine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode140. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Strictly referring to therapeutic usage, ketamine is a stylish medication to use and to talk about using. It has been FDA approved for over 45 years, but ketamine's popularity, as measured by published journal articles, is at its highest level yet. In episode 16, I discussed the use of ketamine in critical care. And in episode 98, I discussed whether there was a pro-ketamine bias in the FOMED community. FOMED is free open access medical education, just like this podcast you're listening to. Ketamine's unique dissociative mechanism of action, analgesic effects, and side effect profile are attractive to many clinicians. Anecdotally, some clinicians seem to wear the choice of ketamine as a badge of honor. Dig far enough on Twitter and you'll get an idea of what I mean. The usual side effect profile of ketamine includes excessive secretions, laryngeal spasm, positive cardiovascular effects like a slight increase in blood pressure and heart rate, and neuropsychological effects such as dysphoria or emergence phenomena. Each of these effects may be rationalized as easily managed, but they are potential side effects nonetheless. Besides having an analgesic property, benefits of ketamine are often described as no respiratory depression and no hypotension with its use. Except neither of those benefits can be taken as absolute statements. Ketamine is not supposed to cause respiratory depression, but it can. Just last episode, in episode 139, I described an agitated patient that got a low dose of ketamine and developed apnea within 1 minute. One review that I have linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode140 from the American Journal of Emergency Medicine even stated that a brief period of apnea around the time of injection is common. Ketamine is not supposed to cause hypotension, but it can. In patients whose catecholamine stores are depleted, such as in severe sepsis, ketamine can have direct negative inotropic effects. One of the more compelling reasons for ketamine use, its lack of cardiac depressant effects, isn't valid in scenarios where it would be most needed. A pediatric review article from 2012 stated, "The evidence regarding ketamine's support of cardiovascular function is applicable to clinical situations where endogenous catecholamine stores are not likely to be exhausted." And if that's not enough, Dr. Sergei Motov and his colleagues have published a horror story of a case regarding a 58-year-old female who got ketamine for procedural sedation. In this case, ketamine appeared to cause hypertensive emergency with acute pulmonary edema, leading to endotracheal intubation and cardiac arrest with successful resuscitation and stabilization. You can get a link in the show notes to the full text of this case report provided by Dr. Motov. He describes it as the case of ED ketamine use that really shook him up. In critically ill patients, ketamine is frequently considered for induction for rapid sequence intubation when hypotension cannot be tolerated, and procedural sedation when respiratory depression cannot be tolerated. But given the known side effect profile of ketamine, I'd rather use etomidate as induction for rapid sequence intubation when hypotension can't be tolerated, and dexmedetomidine for procedural sedation when respiratory depression can't be tolerated. Although dexmedetomidine can cause hypotension bradycardia, there are no reports of apnea when it's used as monotherapy, and only two cases where dexmedetomidine and opioids together likely led to apnea. There's still plenty of indications such as excited delirium, rescue analgesia, status asthmaticus, and even status epilepticus, where ketamine has a favorable risk-benefit analysis. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I'll receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use the link pharmacyjoe.com/shop to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.